Audio Gravity, 30th of October, 2009. First link today, experienceproject.com. Now, at first, I really like the idea behind this. Anonymously connect and share with others just like you. It's literally got underlined, I have experiences to share. So there's over 3.7 million life experiences on this site. I really like the design of it at first, and then going down the site, there's various sections, experiences, confessions, challenges, dreams, answers. It's a massive, massive site, and I think it needs more than just this text-heavy site that it is. There's a whole bunch of stuff that they're doing, and that's great, but I think what they're trying to do is build the largest living collection of shared experiences, and they're doing a pretty darn good job of it at 3.7 million. But there's a whole bunch on here of questions that have been sort of asked, and it's very much forum in approach. I don't know if they've got RSS feeds on each of these. I don't see that. I think that's the way they bring you back into the site. I love the concept behind it. I love the fact that you can share these posts with people. You can share them out to Facebook and Twitter and stumble upon them various other places. It'd be nice if they've got RSS feed in there. It needs a little bit of a makeover. But I do like the premise behind it, the Experience Project, great name. Next link today is over on scientificamerica.com, prospects for solar. It's like watching the internet mature in 1995. That's what's going on about solar panels right now. So the price of the panels has used to cost $4 a watt. Now it's down to about $2 a watt for brand name panels, and as little as $1.50 for a watt for lesser known manufacturers. So you can see that the price of stuff is starting to really, really drop now. But obviously there's still a big problem that governments need to subsidize some of this stuff to really nurture this growing industry. I'm really excited about the idea of, you know, tech being able to, especially solar, to be able to use for aggregating power. Really, really looking forward to, you know, playing around with it and seeing what's capable of it, and you know, being able to add on to it to get more power out, and the battery side of it and what drains things. There's a whole bunch of new techie stuff for me to get excited about in terms of talking about it, playing with it, recommending it. There's going to be, I think, a massive almost gold rush of new kinds of jobs and careers and technology, education, from a standpoint of education for people who don't understand this stuff or don't, you know, realize they can utilize it. So exciting times, like they said at the beginning of this for the title of it. It's like watching the internet mature in 1995. Next couple of years, I can imagine that solar is really, really going to take off once the prices start to drop even more. Next link is Adonia. I think it says Adina. Adino? I don't know. I can't pronounce it, so you probably won't be able to. It's a service, an open source service, very similar to what Apple have integrated into their iPhone 3GS regarding tracking the location of a lost or stolen device. But this is an open source system, and it's based on a separate service called OpenDHT. At the moment, OpenDHT is down because of a problem with infrastructure. But keep an eye on this. You know, keep this link stored somewhere, adeona.cs.washington.edu. It's an open source. That means that people can add to it. It's not, you don't have to pay for it. It's a very simple download, and install a small little client on your machine, on your laptop. And basically it does various similar things than the Apple thing does on the iPhone 3GS as to tracking your and store location details. Really, really cool. The client continually monitors the current location of the laptop, gathers information as such as IP addresses and a local network topology, so as to where it is and what it's connected to and what was nearby. And some of that can be used to identify where it is with, you know, things like Skyhook, for instance. The client also uses strong cryptography mechanisms to not only encrypt the location data, but also ensure that the ciphertext stored with OpenDHT are anonymous and unlinkable. So it's easy for an owner to retrieve location information. Very cool that there is stuff like this in the open source arena. Next link today is sendgm.com. Easily communicate within your group. Send a message to notify, remind, or poll a group. Deliver messages via email, text, or voice phone. I like this. They have got a new version of their site, which has only just come out probably about a few weeks back. They've got an API to this. I just really like the idea that when Twitter's down or when there's other services that you want to group send to people and get hold of them, I like the idea of being able to group SMS, and they've got like a really nice system for making it cost effective for sending unlimited messages to any group size, which is quite nice. Next link is over on papertastebuds.com. My best effort to gift peace of mind. This is a fantastic blog post that I had to put it. This husband and wife couple, she had been buying him Christmas birthday presents every year in, year out, trying to up her game on different things to buy for him. And she just didn't know what to buy for him. So this particular year, she came up with this idea of giving him a package called the Peace of Mind package. And what it is a box full of little to-dos, you know, a box full of things that he would normally have to do, she does for him. So there's a little box that says house annoyances, tasks, errands, all those little things that pile up and nag you to do as part of your, you know, getting home after your job and you have to do around the house. And what she did is she sent this box to him, and inside there is a suite of little cards. The first one says Peace of Mind on it, and then each card has got a little graphic drawn on it and then various other details next to it. So for instance, she's got our checking account balanced, bills paid, T-Mobile reconciled, and next steps identified. Then on the back of it, she's got hall rug vacuumed and straight. There's a picture of a leaves swept up and bagged in back garden, front entryway. So all the things that he would normally have been nagging at him to do that he knew he was going to have to do in the next couple of weeks, she'd done for him and put all this stuff in a box for a birthday. And I just think it was epic. I just think it was a brilliant blog post over on papertastebuds.com/P=2139. Bit of a strange URL, but I'll put it in the show notes. Finally, last link today, over on wellmedicated.com, 40 beautiful web design portfolios. You just go through some of these. They're absolutely stunning. Josh Tilton has got this just incredible portfolio to his site. There's another one from C Graphics. There's another one from Shannon Moeller. Just really, really smart, minimalistic, but beautiful looking portfolios. Definitely a really good site for finding some inspiration for adding that extra bit of flair to your website. That's it today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.